What up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Golf going on with the Big 12 Championships right now. I'll probably do a quick one here before I go to work. How to do an incognito short workout here. Last one before Garmin Olathe. Meanwhile, postcast of K-State baseball. The K-State offense returned to Twain Family Stadium last night there. And the home run ball also came back as well. Kansas State baseball snapped a five-game losing streak last night against Wichita State. Not only that, you sweep Wichita State again. You beat Wichita State early in the month, 13-10, and you beat them last night in Manhattan, Kansas, with a total of 14-8 last night. There two, the D. Kennedy and Shantiro each went deep twice in this ball game there as well. They hit four of the six K-State home runs yesterday in this game there as K-State, like we talked about. And as I'm thinking about it right now, I have not gotten around to posting those episodes over on the Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. I need to do that. I need to do it very, very soon as far as today is concerned. I need to do that today, so I need to get that out today. And that's probably the other than what I need to take care of outside of the podcast. That's probably more important. I need to do as well. But K-State offensively, do what I need to do. Six home runs yesterday there in the game. And Pete Hughes last night after K-State finally gets back into the win column after a full week there. He talks about saying, quote, "It's always good to play well at home and play well in front of your home crowd and against an in-state rival." He was going to say, quote, "Good to get our bats going again. They've been MIA, but that's the nature of the game, managing the ups and downs and minimizing the downs there as well." And then we're going to continue on with Pete Hughes after the 14-8 win. Kansas State beats Wichita State and puts a broom on the little brother in the state of Kansas. Quote, "That's our mindset as we move forward. Stay positive, continue to work, and get back to our standard of play, which we haven't seen in the last five games." So that was a really productive night, and happy for our guys for sticking with the game and getting on the other side of it. End quote. So, yeah, so MIA, well, yeah, there as well. This is what we said. The title of the podcast today, Key Homestand. You need to win this game. There's no question about it. You need to handle your business, win this game. So, check one off the box there as well. And next, you got Houston coming in to Manhattan, Kansas on Friday, the weekend series. And I'm going to step aside real quick here for a brief minute. You're listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We're back on another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, here on this Wednesday. Countdown continues and ever so getting closer, obviously, the NFL draft with three of our K-State players in for that. And the countdown, the NFL draft is tomorrow. So that is coming up quickly. And what's also coming up quickly is the Garmin Olathe Marathon that's approaching very fast. Saturday morning goes down in Olathe, Kansas. That's where you're truly will be trying to take down the Olathe course. Meanwhile, K-State took down Wichita State last night back in Manhattan, Kansas, and back into the win column, more importantly for them, as they are now 24-17. On the 25 campaign, Wichita State, hey, you need to take care of your business there. Wichita State, 12-28 on the season there. Inside the box score now here on the Pro Watchers podcast here. Both teams scored in the first inning. Wichita State did not score again until the sixth inning with three in the sixth, three more in the seventh, and one in the eighth. Wichita State tried to come back there in this ball game, but K-State had every answer. They're ready. They had every answer ready for them. K-State won the bottom of the first. Three in the bottom of the second. One in the fourth. Three in the fifth. Three more in the sixth. After Wichita State scored three. Then three huge runs in the eighth inning there to win the ball game there. K-State still committed two errors, but I guess that's one less that had been there. So, again, they need to clean that up. 14 runs, 14 hits, two errors. The Shockers, 8 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors in the game. Tanner Duke started the ball game with K-State last night. Picks up his second win of the year. Moves up to 2-2. Tyler Dobbs, same record. He gets credited with a loss there in this ball game. Others for K-State in the pitching hole. In the pitching lineup. Dante Lewis went an inning. He was charged with 5 runs, 3 hits. All those runs were earned. Did not walk or strike out a batter. Adam Arthur came on in relief. He pitched 2 innings. And Tyrell wrapped up, pitched in the ninth inning there with a solid inning of work there for them. For him, and let me see, Wichita State. Oh, damn. Wichita State. Tyler Dobbs only went an inning in third. And then after that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So a total of 8 pitchers, and I mentioned this on the when y'all hear this on the bonus pod this week over on Podbean app. Again, you have to download the Podbean app to access bonus coverage of the Pro Watchers podcast with myself and Alex Aiden. K-State got beat earlier this year by 9 pitchers. That can't happen. Wichita State put up 8 pitchers last night in this game last night as well. So hey, at least K-State, hey, you did what you're supposed to do there and not get beat by that type of productivity there as well. D. Kennedy. Let's go back to him real quick. D. Kennedy hit third in this, and Maximus Martin, again, was in the leadoff spot. We've been seeing that a lot, and y'all know my stance on Maximus Martin in that leadoff spot. I'm not going to go into that because, hey, win to win at this point for the Kansas State baseball team. D. Kennedy, 3-for-5 last night, 2 home runs. My guy, Shantiro. Also 3 hits last night. 2 of those were bombs out over the Toton Family Stadium wall in this game. Maximus Martin was 0-for-4 in this ball game. He did reach on a walk and scored a run in this game. Seth Dardar going 2-for-4 in this ball game. Keaton O'Connor went 1-for-4 in this ball game. So K-State take care of business there. And let me see if I can pull out anything from the note sheet here as well. And we've been mentioning all year long on the Pro Project podcast about the home run hitting. K-State now, after last night's win over Wichita State, 70 home runs in 2025. So that marks that as well. And also, who also hit home runs last night, Keaton O'Connor. His only hit was a home run. Keaton O'Connor has been very consistent this year, also for the Cats. And Bear Manilak also went deep for Kansas State there as well. And Seth Dardar is on a 7-game on-base streak there with a hit in every single one of those games as well. So next up for K-State baseball, huge Big 12 series coming up against Houston. Houston, bombing the Big 12. Got to take care of the business there against Houston Cougars, bombing the conference. You got to win this. You got to win those games, and I'm with Alex Aiden there. You got to take it. You got to handle them and at worse, you got to go 2-3, but yeah, you got to try to sweep them. You got to try to sweep them. So, a huge confidence builder last night. You finally snap a 5-game losing streak, which all those games, by the way, were on the road. You come back home to Manhattan, Kansas last night, and you take care of Wichita State little brother last night, and you sweep the season series yet again on the Shockers last night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to chance to record K-State content, your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Make sure you go ahead and hit the alarm bell. Subscribe every time you post content daily, including the weekends. Y'all be the first to be notified about that. We already talked about the Podbean earlier in this episode. There, I will get that's my other task today. Get those episodes out before focusing, getting my mind ready to rock and roll. Well, it's already been been locked in for a while, but get locked in officially for the Garmin Lakeville Marathon. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, one, about the Pearl Project Podcast. Let's go wrap things up for now in this edition of the podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. K-State 14, Wichita State 8. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.